This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. Live with confidence and experience a selection of the best South African art at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville. I'm speaking to Tanika Mageza, who is, I think, the genius behind the Joy from Africa to the World theme at the V&A Waterfront. Tanika, please, let's start with that. I mean, what gave you this wonderful idea that we have to have an African view of what Christmas and the festive season is all about?
Well, firstly, hi, Philip. Thank you so much for having me. And you give me way too much credit because there was a whole community and team of people that made Joy from Africa to the World happen. It wasn't just a single person. I have to give credit to my team, my colleagues at the V&A, our creative partners, Kathy O'Cleary and Lawrence Brick from Creative Platform, all of whom have been part of this journey since 2019. And I guess the idea was born out of a recognition of our business purpose. We've always seen the waterfront as an extension of the city of Cape Town. It's a neighborhood that should be a platform for the very best of Africa. In fact, within our business purpose, we talk about creating an inspiring and inclusive waterfront neighborhood, one that becomes a platform for the rest of the world of what it means to celebrate diversity, to champion creativity, for social upliftment, and working with communities for the benefit of all.
And you certainly have done that, because what you've made a point of is that Christmas in Africa is not about tinsel and reindeers and styrofoam snow. And I think this is quite stunning. And one of the ways of finding this is going to have a look at your 100 Beautiful Baskets exhibition as well.
Yeah, so 100 Beautiful Baskets is actually an extension of our three-year journey with Joy from Africa to the World, where, as you said, we decided to reimagine Christmas. And reimagining wasn't trying to be innovative. It was literally looking within the continent, within South Africa, and drawing inspiration from the things that we do already, which is art, design, craft. And over the three-year journey, baskets and the art of weaving have been a real focus of how we brought Joy from Africa to the World to life. And within each of these baskets, there's a story of usually a woman in a rural area who is supporting her community, who is supporting her family through a tradition that's passed on generation to generation.
Well, all I can say is you must get to see this exhibition, and is available. And I really cannot tell you how inspired I was by seeing what you were doing, and also walking around and seeing how creativity can create a whole new vibe and a whole new energy, which is quite extraordinary. But I think that goes through the whole of the waterfront, Nico, in terms of your art in public spaces.
Yeah, thank you for acknowledging that, because actually it's the spirit of using the waterfront as a platform for artists and creatives to showcase their work, to tell their story on what is an iconic global platform.
And it certainly is. And I think even the Rhylos are coming, and the whole Save the Rhylo campaign is such a fun, graphic, wonderful photographic opportunity to all. So please find your way around by picking up a copy of the new 2022 Arts and Crafts map, or find the map and regular news updates on mapmyway.co.za. And from Fine Music Radio and from V&A Waterfront and from Africa to the World, warm wishes for the festive season and hopefully a creative, culturally creative new year. This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. View the collection at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville, or go online to blog.sanlam.co.za. The Sanlam Art Collection, founded in 1965, is one of South Africa's largest corporate art collections. Interiority, the current exhibition at the Sanlam Art Gallery, Collection and Gallery in Bellville, reflects upon the imagery of the inner worlds of artists such as Irma Stern, Ashley Walters, and William Kentridge. Entry by appointment is free and includes a guided tour of the gallery and works in storage. Visit blog.sanlam.co.za for a unique art experience called the Sanlam Art Gallery.